Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got my studio all worked out. Everything's all fixed. My bad. It was my bad. All right. Not Daniel's fault. Daniel is the bomb. I messed up. We're all good. So the topic of the year or the decade and probably what's going to define now the 20s. Yeah, we're going to now have a 20s, right? We used to have a 1920s. Now we're going to have a 2020s. Is the doing away with the boy and girl gender designation. And doing away with the boys' room, bathroom, the girls' bathroom, the boys' locker room, the girls' locker room. And some people are for that. Some people are appalled by that. Me, personally, I got a mom's point of view. I have a legal point of view. I have a doctor point of view. And then I have a Dahlia point of view. I mean, you know, for me, gosh, I would have loved to have a urinal. Just to be able to stand up and pee. If you can make a urinal for girls. And most of my friends were guys in school, so if I could go to the bathroom with them, I would have been happy. I mean, I hated going to the girls' room because the girls were mean. I mean, oh my gosh. And the toilets were dirty, and, you know, the girls are messy, and, you know, especially if you don't want to be exposed to blood, I will take a men's bathroom any day. So, as far as I'm concerned, if I get to walk into a men's room, and I have many times accidentally, I'm fine with that. I really am. In fact, you know, especially with me and my irritable bowel, I think I'd feel a lot more comfortable with the guys having my irritable bowel issues than the girls, you know? Did you guys ever see the movie White Chicks, right? You know, where she had to kind of go to the bathroom but they didn't know it was he. You know, he had like horrible diarrhea, and so he was farting to make a lot of noise or whatever. You can't always get away with that in a girl's bathroom, okay? But in a guy's bathroom, you can. So if I was a kid and they said, look, Dahlia, you use whatever bathroom you need, you know, and there was a line in the girl's bathroom, just let me go to the guy's bathroom. I remember I was at Thomas and Mack during a Rebel game, you know, when we were in the Final Four, and I'm like, I had to pee. And the guys are like, look, just come in with us. And I was able to go into a stall, pee, do my business. I'm good. But legality-wise, this could be a huge, huge issue. We started to touch upon this last segment, or last hour. So the big headline today is the Illinois School District gives transgender students unrestricted access to bathrooms. And, I mean, every transgender I know is not a threat. I'm not worried about that. I am concerned about a 13-year-old boy, predator, that might pretend to be transgender and go into the kindergarten girls' bathroom. I'm worried about that. That would be a very, very rare case. And I'm sure we could rectify that with, you know, security. But a lot of parents are kind of scratching their heads on this one. And how is this going to work? How is this going to play out? Do we even... If we start to have bathrooms where it's open, however you identify, you know, you use whatever bathroom, do we need to kind of take a step back and say, do transgender boys and girls need to identify? You know, I mean, if we're really trying to be progressive here and we are trying to provide an environment where somebody doesn't have to have a gender label, that's non-binary. Non-binary is for people that don't even look at themselves as male or female. They're like, I'm just who I am. You know, technically there's an argument that that could be me because, you know, I just, you know, I'm not the stereotype guys, but I just love peeing standing up. I love watching football. You know, I think smashing a spider is cool. You know, and I think farts are funny. So, I mean, not the stereotype guys, but I just sometimes, I've always kind of, you know, thought I was more of a guy than a girl anyway. But I got boobies, I get that. And the boobies, unfortunately, are my badge. For the female. Wish they weren't. They shouldn't be, but they are. So, if, you know, we're trying to give people privacy, and we are trying to change to a world, whether you agree with it or not, where the boy and girl label are moot or obsolete, then how do we do this? Do we not force a child to tell us if they're boys or girls? Do we just assume that if somebody is dressed how they are, that's just who they are? We don't give it a label. Which then brings the question, are bathrooms just going to be just bathrooms? You know, I was in France. I was at the Palace of Versailles. And it was closed that day because it was a Monday. But we got to go to the gardens and there were bathrooms. And it was just a boy-girl bathroom. You had the urinals. You had stalls. And I was able to go to the bathroom with my boys. So I was like, oh my gosh, we all get to go pee-pee together. Yay! Hey, you go pee-pee over there. Mommy, go pee-pee over here. And the boys are like, Mom, please, seriously. But we all got to walk into the bathroom at the same time. Here's the problem, which a lot of people don't kind of realize. You know, I've talked about this. Women will always go to the bathroom in groups. Not because we want to, not because we want to smell each other's farts or anything like that. It's because the bathrooms used to be a very dangerous place. When a girl would leave a table, leave her man to walk to a bathroom, a lot of room for assault. In fact, one of my friend's daughters was assaulted on her way to a bathroom because they get up and go to the bathroom by themselves. So we, for decades, would go together in groups to go to the bathroom or out to the outhouse or whatever. When you're alone, you're vulnerable. And so the bathroom is, you know, not a very safe place for some people. And so we need to be very careful about trying to do things in the name of being progressive and being open when we also have safety issues. And then, well, those safety issues cause us to then trample on people's rights that who we're trying to protect to begin with. So, I mean, does everybody have to show security if they have a penis or not? And then what about Title IX? What about with schools? What do we do if a child does not want to see a male body part? And the parent goes, my child is being exposed to male body parts when I don't want them to. Does that fall under Title IX? So the biggest tragedy with all of this is you have transgender boys and girls that really don't want this to focus, that really don't want this defining them. They don't want to be defined, you know, with bathroom rights and all that. They just want to go to the bathroom safe and not get beat up. You know, they want a safe bathroom. And they should. They should have that. Unfortunately, there's all this debate that's, you know, kind of putting them in the spotlight of something that they really don't want defining them. And so I'm not sure where we're going from here. My guess is we won't use the term boy and girl. It'll just be some, you know, open bathroom, which I'm okay with. But what are the logistics when we deal with schools? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a headline that is, you know, ticking a lot of people off is this one. There was a North Carolina man who was charged $2,300 for a cat scratch when he went to the ER. $2,300. And people are ticked. And we have to do something. As a doctor, I agree. This is ridiculous. But he went to an emergency room. Emergency rooms have to staff. Emergency rooms are expensive. I don't know how many hundreds of dollars it takes to operate an emergency room per hour. It's expensive. He went to the emergency room. in September because his cat scratched him, Shyam Patil, scratched his wrist when he was outside of his house. And he wasn't sure if this cat was a stray or if it was up to date on the shot. So he called his doctor. And the cat, when he scratched him, drew blood, so he bled. So his doctor said, you probably need to get a rabies shot. Now, since most doctors don't have the rabies shot, because it's expensive as hell, the ER will stock it. Oh, it's expensive. The rabies shot, gosh, I forget how many hundreds of dollars wholesale. I think it's actually $1,300 wholesale. And you have to buy a package. Okay, not just one shot, but you have to buy a package. They won't just sell you one shot, obviously. And then, if you end up not using it, you have to throw it out by the expired date. So it's expensive to stock. But he had to go to the ER. Patel said, when he was at the ER, he Googled the cost for rabies vaccines and was stunned by the articles that came up. The first one outlined a story similar to where a woman was bitten by a cat, and her bill was over $40,000. So he asked the nurses and doctors in the ER, and he said they were unable to provide him a number of how much it was going to cost. So scared of what the cost would be for that rabies shot, he walked out of the ER. He said, sometimes you feel that it is better to die if you have rabies than to incur this much debt. That's what he said. Now, after Patel went to the ER, he found out that the cat was his neighbor's pet, and the cat was up to date on rabies vaccines. So, whew, he dodged a bullet on that one. But a few months later, he got a bill for his initial visit to the ER. And his bill was about $2,500. He goes, but I didn't take the shot. What is this bill for? Well, the bill showed a charge of $2,300 for a level 3 emergency department visit. There were other additional charges, like he got his tetanus shot and an anti-inflammatory pill that he took there for the possible rabies exposure. Altogether, the bill added up to a little more than $2,500. Now, I don't know if this anti-inflammatory pill was Motrin or if it was like IVIG. That doesn't make sense because that's IV. I don't know what they were talking about, or rabies immunoglobulin, I should say. But he didn't get the rabies vaccine that day. He said the bill showed it would have been an extra $13,000 charge. Now, I'm surprised the bill would show that. The bill usually only shows what they did. They wouldn't usually show what they would have done if they did it. So I'm kind of intrigued by that. But according to the CDC, the average price for rabies treatment is anywhere between $1,200 and $6,500. Now, Atrium Health, which I believe own the ER, couldn't go into specifics because HIPAA laws, but said some bills show the charges and do not reflect the actual price that patients would have to pay. So maybe the charge that gets sent to the insurance would have been that much. They said when a patient comes to an Altrium Health Emergency Department, our primary goal is providing the care they need for often life-threatening illnesses. Following treatment, charges are assessed based on several factors, the level of care needed, test required, severity of the illness. While HIPAA regulations and patient privacy laws prevent us from sharing the details of this case, they said patient out-of-pocket costs are often dependent on a number of factors, including copays and deductibles, that are part of a patient's personal health insurance policy. We recognize healthcare expenses are often unplanned events for our patients, and we work diligently, they said, to ensure our costs are consistent with the level of care we provide. Atrium Health is committed to empowering patients to make informed decisions about their healthcare and provide financial counseling and assistance for all eligible patients to help with their healthcare expenses. That was in a statement. So even with his insurance, he owed $2,500 for the visit, and the bill is due at the end of the month. Now, Atrium Health does list their services online. It's unclear which code reflects the baby's rabies vaccination, and the health department does not provide post-exposure rabies vaccine for people bitten. So you have to go to a hospital. They do say Walgreens might provide it, but usually if you were bit by a cat, you are going to need an antibiotic like Augmentin, as long as you're not allergic to penicillin. It'll get cleaned. They'll also give you a tetanus shot, and they're going to evaluate you. Now, $2,300 is a lot of money. Should the ER make some money on that? Absolutely. They have every right. They're an ER. I mean, they have to stock the vaccine. I'm gonna look that up if you guys don't mind. Let me see. Hold on a second. I'm gonna look it up. I just want to see what my cost would be. It's gonna take me a little second here. But you know, I think $2,300 for a hospital visit when you're only there for about 10 minutes is, I think, it is ridiculous. However, if I had to stock rabies vaccine and somebody came in, oh, okay, I have one dose at about $337. Okay, let me look at another one. Still, that's a lot. Okay, one dose was about $337. Let me look up another. I'm not sure. Come on, it just keeps bringing me that up, that one. I'm looking up another one, $400. Okay. So apparently, they are now. Oh, and I notify when the item is in stock. Looks like that's a fire sale, and they're all sold out. All right. So if one shot is about $400, now you used to have to buy it in bulk. So you'd have to buy 10 shots. So you have to stock $4,000 worth of rabies vaccines. That's why the thousands came to my mind, because you couldn't just buy one. Now that they sell single dose, you would easily spend a few $1,000s on these shots. And then if they don't get used in 6 months or a year or whenever the expiration is, you throw them out. So if that hospital has to pay ahead of time to stock a shot, and then you come in, you go, maybe I don't need it, I'm going to leave. Who pays for that? Well, somebody would say, look, well, definitely not the patient. Patient didn't need the shot. I agree with you on that. But, you know, the ER may eventually go, you wonder what? Why are we having the shot? Why are we stocking it? Nobody rarely needs it. Now, somebody could say, but this is marketing. Okay? You want to be an ER that has that rabies vaccine or the Ebola vaccine. You want to be that ER so somebody will go to you. If they don't think you will have it, you'll lose business. That's a good argument. If somebody thinks an ER will not stock what they need to, they could lose business. But at some point, if they go, we only have one case every 3-4 years, it is a waste of money to stock the vaccines, and they're going to stop stocking them. And if there is, you know, last year there were these coyotes or these dogs or somebody was running around and there were a lot of rabies cases, you want that ER to have it then and there. And somebody could say, well, they could order it. Sometimes you don't get it overnight. So if you want your ER to be ready and stocked and good to go, same thing with staff. You know how expensive staff is. So when I had an office, let's say it was rainy that day. I'm like, we're going to have a lot of people. We might have some car accidents come in. We may have some people sick. You know, if everybody's safe driving to work, we're here. Then patients would cancel. Oh, well, it's raining outside. And in Las Vegas, I mean, we're not talking about, you know, biblical rain, okay? You know, what we call a rainstorm, you guys would call drizzle in your neck of the woods. And patients like, no, I'm not coming in. You know, don't charge me a same-day cancellation fee. It's raining. And I'm like, but we drove in the rain to be here for you. We staffed to be here for you. So companies have to put money down, prepay, to be there for you, to have the crash cart there, to have the flu shot, to have whatever. And so that does cost. So, I mean, I'm for ERs making money, because otherwise they'll be like, to hell with that, we're not going to stock it. But then on the flip side, $2,300 is kind of a lot. So we need to decide, what can an ER cost? And it's going to take, you know, ERs should be able to be at the table and say, look, this is what we need to be able to charge, because it is expensive. Even if you're only coming in for a crash, the fact that they were all there, you know, but it just doesn't have to be $2,300. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Intelligence Committee is continuing to hear publicly from former National Security Council official Fiona Hill and David Holmes with the State Department.
This is exactly what the Russian government was hoping for. If they seed misinformation, they seed doubt. They have everybody questioning the legitimacy of a presidential candidate, be it President Trump or potentially a President Clinton, that they would pit one side of our electorate against the other, that they would pit one party against the other. And that's why I wanted to make such a strong point at the very beginning.
Fiona Hill speaking there. This as President Trump is hosting a White House lunch with two Republican senators who could be on the fence regarding impeachment. Utah's Mitt Romney and Maine's Susan Collins are joining the president and other Republicans at the lunch. Both have been somewhat critical of the president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a Canadian teenager developed a dangerous vaping illness that isn't really looking like the other vaping illnesses. But instead, it looks like popcorn lung. Remember we talked about popcorn lung that we would see from people who were exposed to the chemical we use in microwave popcorn? This was lung damage workers at a microwave popcorn factory developed years ago from breathing in the buttery flavoring. So this kid is only 17 years old. And the doctor said the previously healthy kid was vaping heavily for months and was using several products he purchased online through a Canadian retailer before falling ill this past spring. The products came with different flavors like green apple, dew mountain, and cotton candy. The boy's family said he had been inhaling deeply when vaping and had regularly added THC, the main marijuana ingredient that, you know, gives you the high. I know, if I was this kid's parents, I'd be like, what the hell? It's really hard to control your teen. I mean, I try to control my teens. I remember the old days, you go to bed without any supper. I cooked dinner yesterday. They're like, fine by me, thank you. Please let me leave the dinner table. Let me get out of here. Please. Fortunately, though, when these kids smoke, and they're addicted to it, there's not much, you know, they're not really afraid of mommy or daddy. They have an addiction. We need to get them help. So Dr. Karen Bosma said our patient and his family want the public to be aware what happened to him could happen to anyone. And if you look at a CT scan, it shows, well, actually, no, that's not a CT scan. They call it a CT scan, but it's not. That's just a basic X-ray. When you look at his X-ray, you have multiple little baby dots all over the place. And that's a sign of inflammation in the lungs. And it looks like, quote-unquote, popcorn lung. Dr. Bosma and colleagues reported the boy's case Thursday in CMAJ, Canadian Medical Association Journal. The young man had to go to the hospital for a week. He developed a cough that he couldn't shake. He also had fever and trouble breathing. His lung function quickly deteriorated, and he ended up on life support temporarily. He barely missed needing a double lung transplant. But he will have chronic lung damage now. Bosma told NBC News that a CT of the young man's lungs showed injury to his airways, and he had difficulty exhaling carbon dioxide. Despite similarities in symptoms, the young man's lung illness appears to be different from these other 2,000 cases that they're investigating and these 42 deaths. So, many patients in the U.S. have damage in their little alveoli, their tiny air sacs that allow the oxygen and carbon dioxide exchange. And doctors in this Canadian case were unable to find that kind of damage. But they saw something else that looked more like popcorn lung. So popcorn lung came from that term when you saw a bunch of workers at a microwave popcorn factory develop about 20 years back this bronchiolitis obliterans. And bronchiolitis obliterans kind of sounds like that, where you're obliterating the function of the little bronchioles. They got so ill that many of them needed lung transplants. And a lengthy investigation revealed that the cause of the illness was inhaling diacetyl. Now, diacetyl is that buttery flavoring. Most companies don't use it anymore for microwave popcorn, you know. If you ate microwave popcorn, you know, once on the weekend, I'm sure you're fine. So they're not sure if that's the same chemical that was in his e-liquids. He threw all the products away, you know. So I think they're having a little trouble. They got to actually find the brand and study that. But over the summer, the FDA announced that it was considering adding diacetyl to the list of chemicals found in tobacco products that are known to be harmful. It's a chemical flavoring used for food, but it's not usually in aerosol products. But then again, they have been using food flavoring for these vaping products. So there's a lot of debate on who's at fault for all this. Is it Juul? I mean, there's tons of companies out there. You know, Juul, everybody's going after because they have the money. And they believe that Juul advertised and marketed to younger kids. But I have yet to hear one of these cases to be from a Juul. Now, people say, well, there's six and one half dozen of another. Somebody started them on a Juul. They started on a Juul, and then they got, you know, addicted to something else. Juul's at fault. Just like with the opioid crisis. Well, if Dr. Smith gave them a few Lortab, you know, it's Lortab's fault. Or the fentanyl's company fault, or the OxyContin's fault. Yeah, we got to be careful with this. But again, you know, our kids are smoking. I talked to a patient today. I did some telemedicine before I went on air. And I talked to a patient who had a horrible cough. And I go, look, you know, do you vape? He goes, yeah. Because I'm like, gosh, you know, this cough doesn't have to be that bad. From what you're telling me, it should have just been a simple cold. And it's going on for weeks. You got to get seen. He's like, I know, I'm trying to get off vaping, but it's the nicotine. He said he's trying to use nicotine gum to get off vaping. I mean, it is very addictive. We are dealing with a beast that I don't think we even understand enough of. So when we told everybody to quit smoking and we, you know, rose the price and we forced them to be, you know, basically almost off a cliff smoking as the only place designated smoking area they could have, people said, to heck with this, fine, I won't smoke, but I need something else. I mean, is anybody addressing nicotine addiction? Are we doing, I wrote an article on this, are we doing ways to wean you down? Okay, if we want to get somebody off smoking, we don't give them another vehicle to smoke. We just start to very, very slowly bring down their nicotine. Or we do a cold turkey thing, and we give them something for the cravings, like Chantix. Chantix is like a nicotine decoy. You take it for a week, and then you quit cold turkey with your smoking. And then you continue to take the Chantix, so your body deals with the decoy, kind of like methadone and heroin, but it deals with a decoy in its nicotine receptors, so you end up getting nicotine out of your system without going through that much withdrawal. It's a brilliant medication, it's just there's a lot of side effects because some people smoke while they're still on it. And the body's like, wait a second, if this is real nicotine, then what the hell is this? And then you get outed. So the decoy gets outed and the brain gets mad. That's how I look at it. So kids vaping, I don't know if it's going away. And when you stop kids vaping, where do they go? Well, they're going to go to marijuana. Smoking marijuana, they say, is going to heighten risk of stroke and arrhythmia in young adults. We've heard this before, and now there's another study. They say young people who use cannabis frequently are more than twice as likely to have a stroke as non-users. This is according to a new study presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions in 2019, which concluded a couple days ago. A second new study found that those diagnosed with cannabis use disorder were more likely to be hospitalized for an arrhythmia or abnormal heart rhythm. And people are like, why is that a big deal, Dr. Dahlia? So my heart skips a beat. You don't understand. In order for your heart to be a pump, ba-boom, ba-boom, it's got to have a rhythm and it's got to have uniformity. And if the blood gets pumped out with every boom, your systolic contraction, then if you have a boom, 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 the blood just slushes. If the blood slushes, it starts to solidify or clot. Then that could cause a stroke when your heart actually does beat. And that clot could go right up to the brain. So they're linked. And they could also be mutually exclusive. So in the first study, more than 43,000 participants between the ages of 18 and 24 were analyzed by researchers at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. Around 14% of the pool reported having using cannabis in the last 30 days. Those who used cannabis at least 10 days a month, basically every third day, but didn't use tobacco, were 2.5 times more likely to have a stroke than non-users. Those who smoked cigarettes or e-cigs in addition to cannabis were 3 times more likely to have a stroke. We're talking young people. The finding did not prove the marijuana was causing the stroke risk, but they found a correlation. They also found that people that smoked pot were more likely to be heavy drinkers. Now, heavy drinkers also increase your risk of stroke. So, these young people that either smoke tobacco or vape or smoke cannabis or whatever are going to be hopping from one vice to another. And I don't like to use the word vice in terms of them doing something bad. They're trying to treat something. They're trying to treat an addiction they have or an inability to sleep or an anxiety. And so before we just say, all right, no more vaping products, do we have any way, any path we can shunt these people over to and deflect them to? 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you guys hear about this? A Delta flight attendant has been accused of being almost seven times over the alcohol limit. I don't know how they do this. I can't. I'm not a big fan of alcohol. I don't really like the taste. But when you are addicted to alcohol, you will, you know, drink to get rid of withdrawal symptoms. But this person was seven times over the alcohol limit. She was on duty at London's Heathrow Airport. And this was June 16. Ooh, my birthday. Delta cabin crew member Lamora Thompson allegedly had 135 milligrams of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood while on the clock. She was charged with performing an aviation function with a blood alcohol level over the prescribed limit. According to UK Civil Aviation Authority rules, as well as its Railways and Transportation Safety Act, the current limit is 20 milligrams of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood. Now, the flight attendant was from Brooklyn. Thompson failed to appear at the hearing at the magistrate's court on Wednesday, did respond by mail. She is now expected to appear in court December 4th after Chair Magistrate Alison White gave the woman 2 weeks' notice to fly to the UK or set up a video chat. Spokesperson for the carrier has not been able to be available for comment. They say in similar headlines, a Delta Airlines pilot was formally charged with attempting to operate an aircraft under the influence of alcohol over the summer. Gabriel Schroeder was hit with two charges in relation to the incident, one count of attempting to operate an aircraft under the influence of alcohol, and another count of attempting to fly with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.04% or more. He's 37 years old. He has been arrested. He was arrested on July 30th at Minneapolis-St. Paul on suspicion of being intoxicated ahead of a flight he was supposed to pilot to San Diego. Shortly after takeoff, police removed Schroeder from a fully boarded plane after Transportation Security Administration agents found an empty bottle of alcohol and smelled alcohol on his breath. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, but boy, is this scary. Just scary. You know, do people test your dentist or your doctor or your teacher before they're about to do their duties? Does the average person test the pilot? I don't know. I think somebody has to say something. Call it in. I remember I had a flight where, gosh, it took forever. And we heard rumors that they had to get a new pilot. And we don't know if the pilot was sick. We don't know if the pilot was drunk. But we're like, come on. You know, alcoholism is pretty, pretty scary. You know, one of my friends had a family member where they would entertain and go, you know, and use vodka or rum or whatever, it would just taste like water. And it's because the person would drink it all and then fill up the bottles with water. See, I never use the alcohol in my bar. That alcohol sits for months until I have another party. And so I wouldn't notice. And I got to watch out with the kids also. See, the kids are smart. The kids won't drink Jack and then just fill it up with water or soda because they know it'll look different in the bottle. But when it's a clear alcohol, they could just put water and you never know. You know? Unfortunately, alcoholism is rampant. You know, we have all these campaigns against tobacco and against vaping and, you know, getting these kids to quit vaping. And, you know, a lot of these kids, they start drinking and they're alcoholics later in life. I hate using the term alcoholics, but alcohol dependent. And many of these people started drinking in high school. They really need to ask these people that unfortunately suffer from alcohol abuse, when did they start drinking? And I'd say 99% of the time was as kids. And so, when is it going to be the campaign for alcohol? I don't want the alcohol company sued, but they're going after Juul for fruity flavors. Alcohol has fruity flavors too, you know? So it's like, I understand people want to sue and they want, you know, they want somebody responsible and they want blood. But I think we need to spend more time and money on the real problem. Kids like to drink, they like to smoke, they like to treat themselves for issues that they're having, and, you know, we need to figure that out and give them support. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-GALI. We're getting some breaking news. Two airmen have been killed in a mishap involving planes at Vance Air Force Base. This is in Oklahoma. Two airmen have been killed, unfortunately. It was, quote, an aircraft mishap. The two T-38 Talons, each carrying two crew members, were being flown on a routine training mission at Vance Air Force Base in Enid when the accident occurred at 9 a.m. The names of the deceased are being withheld until they can notify next of kin. The accident remains under investigation. One of the aircraft was upside down on grass along a runway. The other was upright on the runway. Governor Kevin Stitt said our thoughts and prayers are with the pilots' families. We're not exactly sure what was going on, but we'll keep you guys posted on that. Heartbreaking. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I do telemedicine, and I'm licensed in Colorado as well. And there's been a lot of people sick, a lot of kids missing school. Stomach bugs, flu. Well, a school district in Colorado has now just closed down schools. 40 schools for 2 days after a virus outbreak rapidly spread through the student population. It's the first time the Mesa County Valley School District 51 has had to close all schools due to the illness. They say, we are taking this highly unusual action because this virus is extremely contagious and spreading quickly across our schools. They say more than a dozen schools in the state's 14 largest district reported increased absences. There were vomiting in public areas of the school. It was bad. Then a second related virus has also been affecting students in recent weeks. The combination of the two has created an unprecedented spread of illness. They said onset of symptoms for both types of viruses, including vomiting, is incredibly fast. The second version also causes fever in several cases. So the health department says it's working to identify the illness, which is acting a lot like norovirus. So they think this isn't so much flu as much as it's a stomach bug. And norovirus is the one that affects cruise ships, you know, dorms, closed areas, where if they touch something contaminated, it'll just spread, and it just spreads like wildfire. A lot of times we just call it a stomach bug. But if you touch contaminated food or water, contaminated surfaces, put your hands in your mouth. Now, I need to just say something. So many people that have gotten these stomach bugs swear to me. They go, look, I don't put my hands in my mouth. I don't do that. Why did I get this? Is it airborne? We don't believe norovirus is airborne. But I do have to admit, I think a lot of people get this that don't really get it from the normal textbook way. And you almost wonder if it really is, you almost wonder if, you know, somebody just vomited and then they breathe on you and you accidentally breathe that and it just decides to fall into your GI tract. I don't know. It's not supposed to live in the lungs. But I can't tell you how many people will pick up a stomach bug and they go, but look, I don't eat from my kids' utensils. I don't touch their cups. I don't touch my kids' feces. So why did I get sick? And you just kind of wonder if something else happened. You just don't know. So, anyway, the closure includes all after-school activities as well. Schools are going to remain closed until after Thanksgiving break. So, a lot of Thanksgiving breaks now are all week. Remember, you and I would, you know, come home Wednesday afternoon and then would have to, you know, start making turkey or whatever. Now, most schools are just closed all of Thanksgiving week. I think it's better in terms of travel. This way, not everybody's traveling Wednesday night. So, if they take off Thursday and Friday, there's your 2 days. Mesa County Valley School District 51 is the largest school district between Salt Lake City, Utah, and Denver. Serves more than 22,000 students in 46 schools and programs, and it employs nearly 3,000 employees. Good news, National Treasure 3 may be coming out. I love looking at these new movies. National Treasure 3 had Nicolas Cage. Also the one that played Troy, Helen of Troy. I forget her name, Natalia Kruger, or I forget. Natalie. Anyway, so National Treasure, Book of Secrets, may be coming out, and it looks like Nicolas Cage will reprise his role as Benjamin Franklin Gates, the historian and amateur cryptologist. Very, very cool. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.